Montreal, Canada. It's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Yes!
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh, push that button.
That's how it goes. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, Alice Sobel in studio. Special guest on the line with us right now, Mary Gallagher.
Yes, and she's down in Alexandria, Virginia. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. It is beautiful here this morning. I spent a little time at the farmer's market picking up some fresh vegetables and plants. It's just a beautiful, beautiful day.
And what is else is going on in the area that would entice us to come down to Alexandria, Virginia, just outside of Washington, D.C.?
Right. We're like 5 minutes away. Well, Alexandria is a very, very historic part of Virginia and the entire metropolitan D.C. area. It was purchased in 1969 by a Scotsman, obviously, whose name was Alexander. And the port, we're right on the Potomac River with a fairly important port that's from 1749. So that makes it probably one of the oldest places in America to explore. I have with me today, too, Laura Overstreet, who is the Vice President of Communications at the Alexandria Convention and Visitors Bureau. So I can give my feelings, and then she can fill in with facts.
Oh, welcome, Laura.
Good morning. How are you all?
Oh, we're having a great morning here.
Gorgeous here, too. Yeah, Alexandria is a historic seaport, but we're also known as the fun side of the Potomac, as opposed to probably our neighbors across the way into the
serious side.
D.C.
Yes.
What makes it fun?
Well, we have a number of shops. We're known for our antique shops, our art galleries. We're known for our restaurants here, our boutiques. And as a matter of fact, one of our local magazines, the Washingtonian, calls Alexandria the best place for a first date. So it's a good place to find some romance, too.
The streets are small, like the original historic streets, so you can wander around in all the buildings. They have very strict rules about the preservation, so it's almost when you get here into Old Town Alexandria, it's like being here 200 years ago. So that's quite wonderful. They have a lot of brick sidewalks, cobblestone. There are a few areas where it's the original cobblestone streets, and then in the distance you can, because the town slopes down to the Potomac River, you can see the river glistening off in the distance, and that's always pretty fantastic. Because this is such an important city in colonial America, the Civil War, and the African-American history from slave trading, there are a lot of tours you can take on the water, walking tours.
Mary, we got to take a break right now. Stay tuned following the break.
Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine, telephone 938-8333.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny, easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Mutual Better Road, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Better Road, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Back to sports probably means back to school, or even back to pain. While school may not be an option, living with back pain is. Langley Chiropractic North and South realizes that you are in pain and that you want attention now. Call or walk in to either location when you experience any discomfort due to grinding it out on the practice field or simply performing everyday tasks that cause back pain. Visit Langley Chiropractic at either of their two Muncie locations, 2010 East 9th Street or 2991 North Oakwood.
Across the nation.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
You have taken my script and you're speaking it for me.
I'm thrilled with the concept and the program.
The Democrats are people who use social welfare programs to get rich. And that Republicans are people who use social welfare programs to get richer.
One network, many voices.
Are you ready for the truth?
If I understood him correctly, because the voters had rejected this on the local and state level.
You won't accept anything as long 30? As you have the rhetoric to give to them and let them swallow.
Anyway, that's not my call.
America's new town forum.
Across the nation.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
I'm going to kick the lines open right now. Maybe you got a question you need answered.
It's 15? So great to imagine so many people out there and making contact with them.
Hello, am I in the air?
I find you fascinating.
Are you ready for the truth?
Please stay on the air.
Are you?
Rejoice. Your days of suffering are over.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford, Ella Sobel in the studio, special guest Mary Gallagher in Alexandria, Virginia, the fun side of Potomac.
Yes, and all that history down there must bring out a lot of ghosts.
Yes, it does. In fact, we're here for some special ghost tour this weekend. I also wanted to have Laura tell you about other special things that are going on this summer.
Well, the whole Washington area is going to be celebrating the opening and dedication of the new National World War II Memorial here in Washington, D.C. And so the entire region has planned a summertime of events to interest people who are interested in the greatest generation in World War II. We're celebrating a USO weekend, the weekend of July 16th through 18th. We're going to have entertainment throughout the weekend, much of it for free. And we invite people to come and enjoy that. We've also got discount attraction passes that will take you not only to the historic attractions in Alexandria, but take you on a boat cruise down to Mount Vernon and a cruise on into Georgetown in Washington, D.C. to see the new memorial and the other sites there.
Now, George Washington was a resident of Alexandria. That was really his hometown.
Yes, actually, you know, Mount Vernon is just about 10 miles south here from us here on the GW Parkway, the George Washington Parkway. But George Washington had a townhouse here. He worshipped here at Christ Church. He frequented Gadsby's Tavern, which is now a restaurant, a popular restaurant, and entered into commerce and political life here in Alexandria.
The Mount Vernon is quite an interpretive center. They always have, besides the tours of the original house and gardens, they always have people doing blacksmith work or cooking. There are quite a few shops. And just this setting on the Potomac, you know exactly why he picked that place to build the home. It is spectacular. Another thing we like to do is there's the Red Cross Festival that lasts for a couple of days in the summer. And for that, the tall ships come in. There's a drawbridge, the Wilson Bridge. They lift the bridge up, and all these tall sailing ships come through. And that is a spectacular sight. Anybody that's into photography would really, really enjoy it.
And when the sailing ships go through, do they all say hello, Mr. Johnson, to the toll bridge operator?
Oh, yes. And I'm sure that all the people on the highway where they're raising the bridge are real happy, too.
Yeah, that's just an intracoastal waterways joke. But
Right. We have a thing here that the Wilson Bridge, we have a lot of traffic in the Washington area, and the Wilson Bridge, they have a jumper once in a while. Now people say, don't even waste any time trying to save them. Just shoot them with rubber bullets because you don't want to hold up the traffic.
And you don't want to clean up the mess either. So.
Hey. Well, one of the nice things about Alexandria is that it is a walking town, and you can fly into Reagan National Airport here from so many other destinations, and you really don't even need a car. You can get on the metro, take the metro into Old Town Alexandria, and use public transportation, whether it's the metro to take you into Washington, D.C., or our own Dash About bus services here in Old Town Alexandria.
And, of course, before taking a flight into Reagan National Airport, I guess the tip, because of the security regulations that you cannot leave your seat for the last 30 minutes of the flight, you don't want to drink a gallon of iced tea before you board that aircraft.
Right, you have to plan ahead on that one.
The captains are always pretty good about that. You know, at about 45 minutes, they start saying, potty break, and other cute little things like that. So
then half the planes
pretty good.
Up.
One of the things that's a little different to see in Alexandria is the George Washington Masonic Memorial. And it's a high tower somewhat similar to the Washington Monument and patterned after a lighthouse in Alexandria, Egypt. Now, I lived fairly close to this, maybe 3 miles away from there for 15 years before I ever took the time to go down and take a look at it and see the Masonic memorabilia that they have, and they had a lot of other Washington historical pieces and artifacts. It is the most fascinating place. You know, I travel about 75% of the time, but I had never been in anything like this before, and the tour is maybe 30 minutes long. It is just wonderful. Parking's not a problem, or it's a block away from the King Street Metro. So that's a very, very unusual visit the George Washington Masonic Memorial.
Well, sometimes it takes years to discover something really in your own backyard, and there people come from all over the world, and they say, what a great attraction you have here. But when you live there, you say it becomes just sort of part of the landscape, and you don't really appreciate what you have there. You have to sometimes get out and visit your own city. You're sort
a
of...
a tourist.
Yeah, as a tourist. See it as a tourist. You have friends or relatives coming in town, and then you take that time to see it with them.
Right, and I think that's very true. But those people who live here in Alexandria, especially in the Old Town District, really covet their home and their lifestyle. And Alexandria is also a very friendly town, dog-friendly town. And you see a lot of people out walking their dogs. We even celebrate here twice a week during the summer months, doggy happy hour at one of our hotels.
Is that too for the one on dog biscuits?
Yes, they have dog biscuits, refreshments for your dog, and it's a great social hour for so many of the young adults. In fact, people who don't even live here travel from other parts of the region to come to happy hour to socialize. So we are friendly, and we are dog friendly as well.
Well, dog friendly is very good. Among the things that are interesting. When people are traveling with their pets, for instance, my own golden retriever, you want to find hotels and places to stay, not only that, attractions, where you can actually bring your dog. You mentioned that the town itself is dog-friendly, but do you have a variety of hotels which are also pet-friendly?
Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, the hotel that hosts Doggy Happy Hour, which is the Holiday Inn Select in the heart of Old Town, they do cater to dogs. Dogs can stay at the hotel. And there are a couple of other hotels that are now taking dogs as well. And you can find out that information by going to our website, which is www.funside, believe it or not, funside.com.
Funside, like the fun side of the Potomac.
Exactly, right.
I'm actually curious, how did this Doggy Happy Hour come into effect?
It was, I think, the brainstorm of the director of sales over there several years ago. And again, it was an outgrowth of Alexandria being such a dog-friendly town. We have a bakery here that caters just to dogs. At our bank, people take their dogs into the bank, and there's always a jar of dog biscuits. We have a Halloween parade in the fall, and people dress their dogs up for the Halloween competition. So it was just an outgrowth of that and has become quite popular.
I would say this morning, the people on the street between 8 and 9 o'clock, that almost 85% mm-hmm. of them were walking a dog.
And what does a dog dress up as for Halloween? A cat, or
I suppose. And in the springtime, they have one of those contests where they try to match the dog to their owner.
Oh no!
Contest, you know, one of those things. So we have a good sense of humor here.
What about matching the owner to the dog?
Right. Yeah. In fact, our local newspaper, the Alexandria Gazette, which is really one of the oldest newspapers in the country, they always do a big pictorial afterwards and show you the owners with the pets, and so you can see if, in fact, they do match up.
Well, it's like there's an ad campaign for a cellular phone company in Canada that does the same thing, matching the owners to the pets, and they do tend to look somewhat similar, in fact.
I wanted to say, too, a little bit more about the restaurants here. There's
eating is great, yes.
Restaurants just in the Old Town area, and then if you start to go out into further away, but still in Alexandria, there's just dozens and dozens more. And the school system here deals with probably about 85 different languages, which means that we're also dealing with all those ethnic groups as far as restaurants. And you cannot imagine, I mean, every single night you could eat somewhere different, have a different flavor, a different country, or a different take on something. And the price range can go all the way from $3.50, $4 for maybe a gyros and some things, or, you know, up to $40 at some of the fine French dining. And I think that's a very, very big draw.
Now, do you also have what has often been termed the most expensive restaurant in the city, when I ended up taking somebody to the donut counter at the airport?
Oh, my goodness, is that so? Well, I don't frequent that anymore. I stay away from places like that.
Very, very, very high-class meal. What never ceases to amaze me when you go to these really high-priced resorts is just how expensive and mediocre the food tends to be. It's a nice change when you get to walk around a nice city where the food is always good.
I think Montreal is that way as well. Montreal is a city known for its restaurants.
Oh, very, very definitely.
Always get great food when you go to a city and visit the independently owned and operated restaurants by local entrepreneurs. We're going to continue after the break with more about Alexandria, Virginia, and do some more information as to what's going on this summertime and some special ideas from Mary Gallagher when we return on the Travel World Radio Show.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat, a miracle. That destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Le Sport Sac, Franklin, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center. 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Saint-Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
News, information, and entertainment 24 hours, 7 days a week. This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Back to the Travel World Radio Show. Will and back is Stephen Pickford in studio with Ella Sobel. Special guest Mary Gallagher. We're having a lot of fun today talking about Alexandria, Virginia, the fun side of the Potomac.
And of course, for a weekend getaway, everything being so close and walking distance and the airport right there, hey, very, very convenient.
You know, you save a lot of money if you don't need to have a car. You just fly in, take the metro over, stay right here, and then you can take the metro anywhere into Maryland, into Washington, after you've, you know, raced your way from one thing to another in Old Town. And one thing I wanted to focus on, because it's kind of a something I'm really fond of, is art. And in on
well,
the riverfront is this building that was originally a torpedo factory that 30 years ago they converted to this huge arts cooperative. And I guess I would call it arts cooperative or arts center. And you have to be juried in to have a studio there. So it's high, high quality. And then throughout Alexandria, Old Town and Alexandria itself, there's the Art League School, there's a lot of sculptors, there's a lot of photographers, a lot of galleries. And again, that ranges anywhere from this morning I saw over at the farmer's market maybe hand-drawn paint, you know, hand drawings of the old town buildings for $10, all the way up to special things for $10,000.
Now, what other kinds of, now you have also the artists who have their particular art fairs, art galleries and things, and you're not so far, you're mentioning taking the Metro out to Maryland. How far into Maryland does this, does the Metro run?
Runs quite a ways. It goes up, let's see, I'm trying to think, on the other side of Bethesda. So you can ride the Metro out to long ways.
How long would it take to take that ride?
You can spend up to an hour riding out because, like, the center of D.C., the Metro Center,
right,
and Old Town Alexandria are about the center of the Metro system, which has continued to branch out slowly over the years. And I should point out that there's not as many stops on our Metro. I think you even have more stops than we do.
Probably.
But not as many as, say, Paris or London, because our system is new and it's so expensive. But it is very safe. It is very clean, very efficient. So that's a great way to travel. And I know they offer some special cards for a week-long visit or a couple of days. I want to go back to the arts thing for a minute to tell you about some of the art festivals that are coming up, or I'm going to have Laura kind of review some of the dates, because we pay as much attention to the arts here as we do the dogs.
Right, we do. And actually, fall is the time of the year that we pay special attention to the arts with a couple of festivals. And this year, the weekend of September 11th and 12th, we will have our second annual Alexandria Festival of the Arts, where we will close down about 5 or 6 blocks of historic King Street, and we will have 150 to 200 artists there with set up with their displays under canopy. And so that will be a wonderful weekend. And then the first weekend in October, we have 2 events. One is called the Alexandria Art Safari, which is held at the Torpedo Factory Arts Center. And there are a lot of hands-on events going for children as well as their parents. And then in another neighborhood of Alexandria that we call Del Rey, which is a turn-of-the-century sort of Sears and Roebuck little cottage-type homes there, they have art on the avenue. And again, that's about 10 blocks of Del Rey that are closed, and there are a lot of hands-on art exhibits for kids. There's entertainment and a lot of good food.
And now, all these things everybody brings their dog to.
Dogs and kids.
Yes, naturally, because it's very pet-friendly. Now, you mentioned a lot of different art festivals that I've heard, but I've been reading that at the Torpedo Factory that there is another art festival that you didn't mention that was going to be there. Maybe you can confirm this or not, but it was the Chinese Dafege Art Festival.
Yes. Although, to be honest, I don't really have the details on that specific one. So I can't speak to that.
Oriental music, and it was more of an oriental kind of a theme to that. Right. Sort of, it's artists from Hong Kong. But yes. Anyway, I heard about that, but it's that's the kind of thing that you have a lot of festivals and a lot of things that you can enjoy. So if you like the arts, if you like whether it's visual arts or hands-on exhibits, this is the kind of place that you would want to go.
Right. We also have a symphony, the Alexandria Symphony, which is quite good. And we have a community theater as well as a professional theater, Metro Stage. So we have the performing arts as well.
I want to say also that this is a really good destination for multi-generational families. You know, if you want to bring your grandmother and your kids of all ages, everybody can find something here to enjoy. And there is, you know, it's not just like going to Disney World or some amusement park. It also is educational. I mean, what better way to learn about Black heritage than following the Black Heritage Trail through Old Town Alexandria? We have the original slave market, some of the original grave sites. And it kind of, for someone like me who slept through school, apparently, because now I'm learning everything for the first time, it's it's really a positive and fun way to learn about history.
Well, you know, it's, we're always learning, and children of all ages, including myself, can enjoy some of the special exhibits and the different things that we learn. It's one of the things I enjoy the most about travel in and of itself, is all the wonderful things that I learn at the different places. So, you know, whether one has slept through school or got straight A's, it really doesn't matter. There's always something interesting that you can pick up by visiting a city quite so exciting as Alexandria.
And, of course, it's very easy to visit these historic sites because you have a pass program that lets you into the various historic sites and gives you a number of other prominent features for a reasonable price.
Right. There's several different passes, the Potomac Pass, the Liberty Pass, and what we call our very important Patriot Pass. And each of these involves a little bit different selection of things you can do, both here in Alexandria and then tying in Washington, D.C., Georgetown, or Mount Vernon down along the Potomac River.
Another thing that this area is one of the things that's always kept me enthusiastic about the whole metropolitan area is how much you can do for free. There are constantly free music, free everything. So, and free walking tours from the visitor center. You can pick up brochures that are free and just track some historical walk on your own.
And then we also have guided tours several times a day, leaving from our Ramsey House Visitor Center, which is in itself is a historic building. So you can take a history tour in the daytime. You can take a tour that specializes in Alexandria's Civil War history. And in the evenings, weekend evenings, you can take a ghost tour as well.
And what about old building architectural tours?
Those are included in our historic guided tours. The tours do take you along some of the beautiful neighborhood streets that are just off of King Street, which is our main street, and they incorporate the history of those homes and buildings as well. We have over 2,000 buildings that are considered historic throughout the city. And you can tell those that are designated that they have a plaque on the front of them. And each of them has a story to tell. Nowadays, people live in those homes, and they're quite coveted places to live. Some of them actually get to be quite expensive, but they have a lot of charm. And at several times during the year, a number of those homes are open. And in fact, just a week ago, we celebrated Garden Week here in Alexandria and throughout the state of Virginia, and there were 7 homes in the historic district open to the public for guided tours of the homes and the gardens. We'll do that again in September, and then we will do it again in December, which the first week of December we celebrate Alexandria's Scottish history with our Scottish Walk the first weekend in December. That includes a parade with 100 clans of Scots with their bagpipes,
right.
Lots of dogs, again, all kinds of Scottish dogs marching in the parade. And we have a house tour that weekend as well. And then in February, we celebrate George Washington's birthday with a big weekend of events, which also includes a parade, the largest George Washington parade in the country. And
parades are big here. Every right. time you turn around, St. Yeah. Patrick's Day, you name yeah. it. There's
That's why it's the fun
parade.
Side.
Yeah, the fun side. And you can get more information about Alexandria, Virginia on the internet at www.funside.com. Toll free 1-888-738-2764. Alexandria, Virginia, just outside of Washington, D.C., 8 minutes from Reagan National Airport. Great weekend getaway destination. We've been talking this morning with Mary Gallagher and with Laura Overstreet from the Alexandria Convention and Visitors Bureau. And Saturday morning continues here on Travel World. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for joining us. Stay tuned. Following the break, this is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. So keep on
rocking me, baby. You're listening to Travel World keep with Willem and Steve. Me,
stay listening. Liberty Works Radio Network. Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard, telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe, ultra-memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra-memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra-memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call ultra-memory brain tonic. To try ultra-memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is Sergeant Linda Cook from Muncie Crime Stoppers, a successful program to fight crime in our community, where your call can make the difference. This week's Crime Stopper case is a house burglary at 619 East Charles sometime between August 30th and September 4th. The house, which is in the process of remodeling, was entered through a window. Unknown suspect stole a Robie generator, two cordless Makita screwdrivers, and a roofing air gun. Again, this week's Crime Stopper case is a house burglary at 619 East Charles sometime between August 30th and September 4th. The house, which is under remodeling, was entered through a window. Unknown suspect stole a Robie generator, two cordless Makita screwdrivers, and a roofing air gun. If you have any information about this crime or any others, call Crime Stoppers, 286-4050. Callers need not reveal their identity to give information or to receive a reward of up to $1,000.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford and Ella Sobel in studio with us today. Having just finished talking about Alexandria, Virginia, the fun side of the Potomac with all their festivals and art galleries and the Daffy Gay drawings on the walls and the John Kottmeyer Liberty Special, we are having a great time here at the studio talking about our future travels, plans coming up. We've gone to Lake George last year, the Fort William Henry Museum, speaking of patriotism and the Revolutionary War and all those interesting things. Of course, Washington, Baltimore, famous for their grand battles, and the Francis Scott Key writing the Star Spangled Banner. And
he was in Baltimore Harbor.
Absolutely. We had a lot of fun out there. I didn't realize that you could take the metro in Alexandria all the way out to Maryland. I don't suppose it went all the way to 12 Carroll Street, but in Westminster, Maryland, where our friends were for quite a while. But we had a good time when we went to Fort William Henry. Of course, that was one of the more interesting tours that we took within the fort.
Yes, the recreated fort right next door to the Fort William Henry Hotel, which when we were there last year was just nearing its completion of its brand new all suite wing, recreating as part of the glory of its days as the place to stay at the head of the lake, and right walking distance to all there is to see and do in downtown Lake George. Its wealth of restaurants and shops, walking distance to a little beach, and you can just relax. It's just the atmosphere. You're on a high bluff overlooking the lake, and the boats out on the lake.
Well, it was kind of nice with the steamship with the Calliope and everything.
Yeah, it was.
And what was particularly nice about that was just the way, because you're sitting on top of this particular hill or a little bluff or a grassy knoll for that matter.
Oh, yes. It's all, conspiracy theory. Yes.
There were no naughty pines.
That's true. No naughty pines there. Only good ones. But we... I remember last year when I went there, I just sort of sat on the hill playing my guitar all afternoon, and then I heckled the wedding that was there.
Well, Stephen and I went and took a nice leisurely walk down to the little beach area and relaxed.
Yeah, but it is the kind of place that's conducive to that. Now, Lake George is the kind of place that you can party till your head pops off if you want to, because of all the nightlife that there is for. Well, it's also catered for families and kids and things, you know, with Storytown USA and all the other
all the attractions, amusement park. There's a branch of a park that's operated by Six Flags in the area. Mm-hmm. You have miniature golf and, of course, rent little boats that you can take out as a family, have a picnic out on the lake, take the steamboat as well, have the luncheon cruise. Hey, there's something or nothing you can do. You can just relax.
Don't forget the fireworks that we saw. That was a great event. Half that the was people really were out, and I mean, it was wonderful.
It was an unexpected bonus. Or it you can do what Stephen did.
Thursdays.
You can do what Stephen did, and you can actually take a little rowboat, push it out into the middle of the lake with a little ghetto blaster in the middle that's playing a tape with a little girl going, "Daddy, Daddy, where are you, Daddy?"
Yeah, it's just that it drift aimlessly out of the middle of the lake with a mannequin inside. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Of course, you got in trouble for doing that.
Yes. Now, next year, I think I'll lose my kitten and my puppy and call my animal pal Al. Yes.
And then go jumping and running down the area. Well,
wasn't that radio show that said, "We're going to help you find your lost pets," and call in the national audience? Now, what would that be like? Would they have all the people turn on their radios? Now, everybody, turn your radio up and roll the windows down to your cars. Here, kitty, 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 kitty.
Now, this is not the key way to get every lost puppy and kitten. A bunch of strangers in big automobiles making as much noise as possible to make every cat and dog hide under the nearest tree. Yes.
I guess it would depend on what kind of kibble you have in the van with you.
Well, listen, that would be for little girls at schoolyards, right? But that's something you're intimately familiar with as it is, having fallen for that trick a few too many times.
No, that was for the lollipops.
Oh, yes, you see, the lollipops. But, it's funny enough watching a dog fall for that kind of thing, but as a kid I would tape my voice going, calling my dog's name, and I'd play it. I'd mouth the word, and then the word would come out of the speaker, and the dog would be confused as hell and run away. So I wonder how effective that kind of
Well, I don't know. I'll have to check out how well that show does in the coming weeks and months as the consultants flog it through Talkers Magazine and other venues.
Well, speaking of Talkers Magazine, we're recently going to be learn that we're going to be listed in the Talkers site soon, and our own upgrades to our own show are coming through. We're renovating the studio coming up, adding ourselves some new equipment, new microphones, and all kinds of creative new gear. Plus, coming soon, you'll be able to hear Travel World live as it happens, because we'll be streaming our audio on the internet with Windows Media Audio. Up until now, we've been doing this with Winamp, and of course, nobody wants to download it, even though it's for free. So they'd rather be downloading all kinds of other things, like put the free ad on your screen when you don't want it, you know, update your clock, but they don't want to listen to the show with Winamp, the free audio player.
The continual notifications to update this and update that and update, update, yes.
Oh, yeah, life with Windows. Well, what do you want to do? So, anyway, that's that. So, Lake George is coming up for us. We had a great drive down to Lake George, enjoyed ourselves because it was going through the Adirondacks. On our way back up, we stopped off at this one particular, was almost a general store, and it was a little bit like a log cabin, but, you know, it smelled a little bit like a pine forest. Walk in, fresh-cut pine. And you knew right away it was the kind of place that even on a rainy day, it'd be like in a log cabin or a lodge.
It's welcoming. I mean, you walk in there and you want to be there. You want to enjoy the whole store. You want to explore what they have to offer. It's a nice place to go.
And Lake George itself is a relaxing kind of lake. We even took the, it was a lunch cruise that we took.
Lunch cruise.
Minnehaha.
The Minnehaha was the Calliope boat. We were on another one, the Lac Saint Sacrement.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
And we were on that particular boat. And I have a series of photos, which will soon be published on the website, showing Stephen and them just as he finishes telling a funny story, and the three subsequent pictures I took watching him burst into laughter.
Oh, yes. It does not take much sometimes. We were recounting earlier today a story from 17 years ago, and I was still finding it extremely funny. And nobody else would find it funny, except those with warped senses of humor.
Well, we do.
And
I mean,
with nothing else going on in our lives.
I still laugh at the word Regina, so.
Yes, and speaking about Saskatchewan, we had a very enjoyable lunch
with our very
week.
Own correspondent, Hudson Foga, and he introduced us to one of his dear friends at the same time, who gave him a barbecue, and we had ourselves a nice barbecue hamburger supper, and terrific company, so we had a good time over at Hudson's indeed.
Yes, he'll be on the show next week, actually.
Oh, good.
Yes, he'll be talking about, he's going to overnight at a downtown Montreal hotel.
Oh.
And down at a boutique property in old Montreal, and he will be talking about that, and I'll talk to you about some of the things I'm doing this weekend with my cousin. So it's like, as we were mentioning before, it's a chance to get out and do a few things in your hometown and share that with your friends and relatives. Whenever you are in any town, whether you're in Hartford or whether you're in Boston or New York or wherever, many times we just overlook what's going on around the corner or a few blocks away or a few subway stops away. And we only get to know them when people come in to visit. And they say, oh, what a great museum. What a great restaurant. So it's a chance to get out and explore. And I think we can do that no matter which city we are in Canada, the United States. Explore our own hometown and learn a little bit more.
Well, we laugh at road signs, Steve. Let's face it. We can.
Oh, yes. Barton Hardwick, yes. Yes. And I think his cousin, who is now a vice president at BMI British Midland Airlines, will also be on in the coming weeks.
Don't forget the New York road signs either.
Oh, yes. And
Catskills.
Yeah, the Catskills were actually one of them. It was actually mentioned that same town on a recent edition of Law and Order. There is apparently a state pen
reference
there. Yes.
And how did they pronounce it? Did they call it Coxsackie?
They call it a Coxsackie.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was the official NBC pronunciation. So I guess it's.
Oh well, if they can say it, we can say it.
Yes. Yeah. And many, many times, over and over and over again. Yes. But they didn't mention about any wholesale clubs there. No.
No wholesale club, or nor
that was that Massachusetts.
That the nearest town was called Climax.
Yeah. Well, actually, we could say the name of the wholesale club because they are, I think, believe they do have a website and they do, I believe, list. Are listed on the New York Stock Exchange. So, hey, we're just reading the newspaper.
That's it. We're just reading the newspaper. Nothing special about it. Yeah.
That's just us. We just find the stupidest things in the newspaper and concentrate on them. Yeah. And, yes.
It's the little things in life that amuse us.
Yes. People say, oh, there's a typo in that article. Yeah.
Or whenever we let Mitchell do the navigation, we end up driving for an hour, and every road sign says Utica 11. We know good and well. Mitch, maybe you should turn a corner.
Yes, it's not like driving on, you know, the Gaza Strip.
Well, that's it. We're going to sign off for this week. See you next week. This is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Ella Sobel.
Stay tuned and happy traveling, everybody.
WLYC, Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
KMBS, Monroe, Louisiana. WABV, Abbeville, South Carolina.
WADA, Shelby, North Carolina.
WBZB, Selma, North Carolina.
KXTO, Reno, Nevada.
And other stations throughout America.
News, information, and entertainment 24 hours, 7 days a week.
This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
WLBC News Update. I'm Deborah Ross with this special report.